The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, and off we go. And congratulations to us. Actually, a pretty damn good sports day.
I mean, all... Not really.
Really?
Zach Stinky?
What? Yeah, well, he's
did you like
stinky,
that?
Not stinky.
Did you like that?
He wasn't very good yesterday.
Zach Stinky? You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
Yeah. Oh, the guy that you were calling for Cy Greinke just two starts ago? Okay.
I called him Cy Greinke.
Yeah. Yeah. And now all of us. Oh, he's their ace. Oh, he's their best pitcher. Oh, you want Urquidy. Oh, now you want Urquidy out there every time.
I'll just take McCullers, that guy with a sub-2 ERA.
Okay.
Not your 5-point ERA guy.
Okay.
Yeah, this is this is the Greinke that will show up from time to time too. If he's not on with his, because he just doesn't have good enough stuff.
Yeah.
To like, he's got to be on.
I'm gonna sit on 88.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
If his placement isn't really good, it's a problem.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't good. And the bats are so terrible right now. I mean, we had a good week of bats, and then that was all. And then good night. For whatever reason, they come home, and the bats maybe, you know, Reagan has been tweeting me for years. They're not hitting it home. Maybe it's because they got to take care of their wives. They have to see their wives. And
I still don't know. First marriage is a starter marriage.
Yeah.
Ye of all that stuff that you wouldn't even consider the fact. I know for me personally, I ended up eating my dinner in my bedroom, sitting on the bed. I left the table because I was I just was tired of sitting at the table with the rest of the family. So I grabbed my salmon and green beans, my salmon sandwich. I went into my bedroom and watched Banshee because I hadn't been on that show for a while. So I watched that while I ate my dinner by myself. Why do you think it's completely impossible that what he's saying has merit?
Well, first of all, none of them have a gaggle of children like you do. They're not old enough.
Well, there's some who have two.
They have two.
It doesn't take a lot.
No, it doesn't take a lot. But they also have
a
nannies.
A gaggle of wife?
They could have a gaggle of wife. But they're gone every night. They don't have to put up with that. They sleep during the day. They get up a couple hours with their family and they go to the ballpark.
That might be enough.
It's a wonderful life.
That could be enough to throw you off.
So
you don't know.
A couple of hours is so what you know? Guys are, over that.
You guys are saying that therefore nobody can hit it home.
No, I'm saying
historically you do know.
No, what Reagan is saying
at home
historically,
than they do.
We don't know what the makeup of this particular team's family structure is.
What Reagan is suggesting is that the Astros' wives are the most annoying wives of all time.
It's possible.
Apparently.
Well, it's possible. I've seen some of the bedazzled jackets in World Series pass.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's possible. You had a wife who almost threw water on you because you kept talking about her mans.
No, I did not. Brad Peacock's wife just looked at me funny. That's
all. She side-eyed you.
Yeah. No, she was. No, she. And she was a very nice person. Here's the deal, guys. What you're saying is that they can't hit at home, which is dumb. They hit at home. They do hit at home. They just are going through a spell right now.
What they need
is people banging trash cans being thrown at them because it pisses them off. That's what we can do in the home batting mechanism.
We can do that in a home park if they need.
That's right. They might need that
because you shouldn't be slowing down against necessarily the Angels and especially the Tigers. I mean, that shouldn't cause you to like, oh, I just can't hit against these guys. It's not like the A's have hammers in their rotation. That's the one area where they could get better, but they're not terrible. Their pitching staff isn't terrible, and they wrecked the A's.
Yeah, no, it was because they need a hitting mechanism. And if it's, or whatever, you know what? Everybody bring trash cans to the park tonight. And let's see. Well, of course, Jake is on the mound tonight, Jake Odorizzi. So here we go.
This is your most exciting time.
I know. Jake, you're not excited about Jake Odorizzi? Okay, fine.
I'm excited about some more hits.
I've seen Jake Odorizzi mow the Astros down when he was with I don't forget what team, Tampa, or no, with the Marlins or somebody. And I was like, what the hell? How is Odorizzi shutting this team down? And now he's on our side. So guess what? World Series. Hey, if they win 60% of their games, we're going to be just fine. So they're 6-4. Yeah, they're not looking great right now. But oh well, here comes Jake Odorizzi to the rescue, and off we go. So that happened last night. That was the bad part. The good part, Rockets lose again. And Christian, thank God for John Wall. Thank God for John Wall, because John Wall made it all possible. So we have to really credit him for his 5-for-20 night or whatever he was. Mm-hmm. He was really terrible. So that was a great thing. Congratulations and thank you, John Wall, for all your efforts. But Armani Brooks, what the hell is he doing? The former Coug, they just picked him up.
Who?
Armani Brooks.
Yeah, they signed him a couple days ago. You think John Wall contributed so much, or the fact that the Suns were 18-24 from three in the first half?
Well, that 81-point first half.
Everything. I can't believe. I'm looking at the final score. I gave, when this game was like 17,
yeah.
I was like, nice. That's it. And I mean, that was it. However, it got to 6.
Yeah.
I mean, Phoenix probably didn't even cover.
No, they didn't. It was a 12-point. They were 13.
Murdering. Yeah. They were murdering that. What happened? How did this even get to 6?
Well,
luckily, I had, like I said, nothing on this.
Well, if you had Suns in the second half, you played the other side. Now, all of a sudden, you've got yourself 2 wins.
Yeah.
Actually, you just, all you did was able to cover it. So, anyway, Christian Wood looked great. So did Kelly Olynyk again.
It was a 5-point game with 5.5 minutes to go.
Holy crap.
It wasn't like the Rockets had a late 3 to make it 6. They were within 5 with 5.5 minutes to go.
That's scary.
It was literally
giving up 81 in the first half. What the hell are you guys doing?
Nobody can give up 81 in the first half.
Armani Brooks comes in, hits 4 of 5 threes. What the hell?
I mean, the Rockets,
we don't need that kind of production.
The Rockets gave up 43 and a quarter. Okay. A lot of teams, that was a decent half in the 1990s when there was so much defense going on. It was so physical. If you had 43 and a half, that was a pretty good half a lot of times. If you were up 43, like especially if you were playing the Heat or the Hornets or whatever, the Cleveland Cavaliers, if you got into the 40s in the first half, you had a pretty good chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't unusual to see 38, 35 at half. I mean, it was just grinders.
Yeah.
Success. 43 and a quarter. What? But they shot lights out and at the half I was like, that's another
18 threes in the first half. 18 threes. Mm-hmm. I mean, holy crap. That's just good perimeter defense. That's what we need. We need more. We need to see more of that. But this Armani Brooks thing coming in here and hitting 4 of 5, Christian Wood hitting 3 of 5.
That's problem.
We don't need this. We don't need this in our lives.
Rockets end up shooting 40% from 3.
Yeah. 40 and a half and 50% for the game from a field goal. So, anyway, what about the Suns? 56% from 3. From 3.
Yeah, they had to hit it to survive the huge comeback by
somebody
named Armani Brooks.
Jay Crowder. Holy crap. Somebody maybe want to cover that dude? Did you see John Wall chirping after he hit? They just left John Wall open at the 3-point line. He was like, oh, really?
Well, yeah. That's a Rocket point guard. They did that to Russell Westbrook last year, too.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Listen, he was 3 of 10. He shot more shots. He shot a low percentage. Yeah. It was a winner. From a data standpoint, that's a winner.
Well, speaking of a data standpoint, here's the other big news from yesterday. Congratulations. Daryl Morey's little group that he put together at MIT named the Texans number one transaction last year. Congratulations.
From the Sloan Sports Conference. They named the Cardinals transaction.
Texans were a part of it. The best sports transaction of the year from the MIT Sloan Sports Analytics Conference. Right. And 2020... DeAndre Hopkins trade.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
The Arizona Cardinals made the number one, which means the Texans made the number last place.
No. The Texans were part of the greatest transaction last year.
Yeah, they were part of it. It was the team that won the award was the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to get their little award.
Are they going to put up a banner at NRG? Best transaction in 2000?
No. The Cardinals 20? Might. Because the Cardinals don't have any Super Bowls.
The Texans were part of it. You got it. Wait. okay, when two teams are, oh, if you're in the Super Bowl, you're still a Super Bowl participant. Remember when oh no, AFC participant. That's what the Colts put up. Remember AFC championship participant.
Yeah, they put up AFC finalists or what?
AFC finalists.
Oh, wait, didn't Drayton have that up at one point?
No, the Colts did that.
The Colts did that.
Yeah,
sounds like something Drayton would do too. But no, the Texans didn't win that award. They actually lost. Like they're actually given last place. That's actually last place.
Not to me. It depends. Okay, apple, tomato.
We'll
tomato.
See. Well, we'll see if there's anything that comes to the Houston Texans. I know that Twitter. I know that became a trending topic. I'm like, how is this a topic?
Did Daryl Morey's group rank his Russell Westbrook for a Chris Paul trade?
Oh, we'll see. Would that's 2021. Have been
something that was if in, they no, voted that.
That was in 2019. Wasn't
oh no,
it?
2019. Did yeah, he that win was that, last year. Was that 19 or 20?
That was 19.
Oh, that was 19.
Did that win last year in 19?
Did the Thunder win that one?
No, 20 was Hopkins. So
that's what I'm saying. 2019 was. That's what I'm saying.
It was 19.
Yeah.
It was. It was like, I remember I was before the season. Bingo place here that's so fun. Well, maybe not anymore.
He eats his salmon sandwich in his bedroom and he goes to bingo.
Did you say green beans?
Green beans.
Yeah. It was delicious. I made Vietnamese green beans.
See, Daryl Morey's group is a little reckless because I would say, didn't you lose the 2019 award and the Thunder won it?
Yeah.
With all the first rounders.
Would that have been something if they said, hey, Daryl, guess what?
No. Daryl's going to have some problems here with Russell Westbrook. Now on the other side, Russell Westbrook for John Wall.
He didn't do
what
that.
What about that? Oh, is that that was Rafael Stone?
That's why I went back to 19.
That was 19, right?
19, that should have been in the mix.
That should have been.
A bunch of first-rounders. Oklahoma City should. We'll see if Sloan kept that same energy with their voting.
Except Russ beat them in the playoffs.
Do you think they created
game
this?
Game 7, remember?
Do you think they created this just to clown how bad it was? Like, you know what we need to do? Start doing. We'll do it this year. The inaugural. Like, the best. Let's just do the best transaction where one team takes advantage of another team. Let's do that.
Well, let's look at it and see if there's a list or it just started.
I bet you it just started. I've never heard of this before.
And the saving grace for Daryl is the Laremy Tunsil trade happened in 19, too.
No, Bill O'Brien was going to be part of it. Part of one of, if these awards, I guarantee you last year was the first one because the Tunsil trade was also equally terrible. So, yeah. Oh, I forgot. All their pass protection was soft because Laremy Tunsil was here. My bad. Everything magically fixed.
Okay. Just the Deontay. That's it.
Yeah, it's no. When they you started look,
they
this
just
year.
Started this.
They started to make fun of.
Just to make fun of the
they're
Texans.
They're like, we've got to do something where one team crushes another one. We got to do this.
Oh, my God. Wait, let's look at. I got to get a wiki on this one to see if there are any other.
No, I've never read it before. It doesn't exist. This is the first year. They saw something so horrific
said,
that
we
they
got,
said,
you know what? We need to make up an award. Okay.
When one team thoroughly dominates another team, we got to make an award. I hope Bill O'Brien struggles sleeping.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. I was reading an article about all the terrible and the head scratching. The head scratching. ESPN called it the head scratching moves by Bill O'Brien. He can't. No, you know what? He just looks at everybody and goes, "Screw you." Okay, screw you. I had it. This is none of this is my fault. It's all Jack Easterby.
Was that?
He was awful. Goodness gracious!
I'd
he
like
left
for
this.
Jack to sit down and have to
he
answer
left
these.
This. He
I'd like
left
for Jack to have to sit down and answer these questions too. Like, so I know you were heavy into this Tunsil deal, and that you
and Hopkins,
and you did things. Yeah, I'd like for you to talk about that. Yeah. Let's talk. Let's go through your thought process, and so then he could. Then he could try to bail on Bill O'Brien.
Yeah,
so we could see
himself.
Him weasel out in the distance. But we know he's weaseling because we know the truth.
We
on
know
it.
The truth.
So, or if he would say, "Yeah, I just, you know, I'm bad at that kind of stuff. I thought I was good. I was terrible.
Well,
I embarrassed myself. I almost made myself a laughing stock. Then I did some other stuff to, you know, distance myself by helping get Bill O'Brien whacked, which people seem to like that. All of a sudden, is that going to win an award? Best transaction?
Well,
could that win an award in 2021?
I don't know that firing Bill O'Brien is a transaction anymore. Best firing 2021? Yeah.
I think it wins best firing of 2021.
That's right.
I think right now we've got an early leader.
Yeah.
Best hiring, David Culley.
Well, we'll see. 714 ESPN 97.5. Best way to sell your car? I've got that. John Clay Wolf, GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. You're looking for the best way. It's not even arguable because John Clay Wolf says, oh, really? CarMax? If you think you're going to buy a car that I can't pay more, well, guess what? I will send $100 if CarMax can beat my offer. He also said another one, but your dealership. He said, if I can't beat the dealership, I'll send you $100 too. I said, this is ridiculous. So this tells you, if you're going to sell your car, you have to go to GiveMeTheVIN.com because now you're armed with the price that you can get for it. And, oh, by the way, you go back to him and say, well, look what I got here, John Clay Wolf. He'll go, okay, I'll match that or beat it, whatever. I'll do it. So if he can't match those offers or beat those offers, then he's going to send you $100. You win, you win, you win. Every which way you win at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
718 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Yesterday, Dell and I had a conversation about the fourth pick. Okay.
Did it get heated?
Well, no, Dell was wrong. I don't know. He made some stupid comments, but I forget what they were. Yeah. He said something, and I just eliminated him.
Insulted him a little bit.
You wanted Kyle Pitts, right?
I said if I was at four, I would take Kyle Pitts over trading down for and hoping to hit on multiple picks. Yes, that's what I said.
Right. Well, I said it's either quarterback.
Which is dumb, he said. Yeah. Which is dumb.
Dumb. Stupid. Okay, I said
James Quick. What?
I said either quarterback or trade down. Either you love that guy at quarterback at the number four pick, you got to take Justin Fields if he's still there, or Trey Lance if you like him. Okay, that's fine. Or trade back and get multiple picks because you need a lot of stuff, including pass rusher, which you can get later.
But would you move back if it's the Patriots that came up at 15?
I think you can still get pass rusher there.
You can get rusher, yeah. But it's rusher in this class.
And then,
is kind of a little bit of a.
How about projection. Broncos at 9?
Yeah, I mean that's better.
Yeah,
but I mean even if you go there, you can get a cornerback like Surtain. Who I think is a top rated guy. You might be able to get. Well, if you wanted Jalen Waddle, if you wanted pass catcher Waddle, Devontae Smith very well could be there.
Yeah.
Nine.
Yeah.
So, it's a discussion. I mean. Everyone is just plugging in quarterback at number four. I just don't know that they're going to go.
Well, it depends on who's there.
Mm-hmm.
If the Falcons are there, maybe, probably, maybe not. Unless they love a guy to take Matt Ryan. Yeah. They need somebody to take Matt Ryan's place.
Yeah, it's just not going to happen this year.
Right. Well, right. Unless they love a guy and they're we're not hearing anything. If they're doing a good job.
But I've been told, don't let that fool you, Lance. You got to still consider quarterback there at four. So I'm still, I'm still considering it, but my first mock, I put a quarterback there, Trey Lance. But since then, I've put corner both times and Patrick Surtain. I think it'll be a trade. Well, no, I actually had Carolina trading up for a quarterback, but then somebody reminded me, hey, they're in the same division. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's probably not going to be that team. I do think it's a trade back. I do actually think it's a potential trade back spot.
Does Matt Ryan
have? I do. I just say Atlanta has so many needs. And
especially if it's 9.
Atlanta needs to quit fooling themselves. They're not close.
Okay, what would you take there to move back to 9? 2 firsts and 2 seconds?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Well, flip-flop the first, get a future first and 2 seconds. Yeah, probably so. 9 to 4, yeah, that sounds about right.
Are the Broncos a Trey Lance away maybe a couple of years from now?
No. The thing with I think they'd go Justin Fields because that's the whole thing is they want somebody to compete right now with Drew Lock.
Okay, so they want somebody to compete right now. And so what can you get for Drew Lock?
You might be able to get a second for Drew Lock.
Sam Darnold got a second, a fourth, and a sixth, right?
Yeah. And Sam was number three pick in a terrible situation. Drew Lock's had some people around him, and he was a second-round pick. So I don't know that you'll get the same thing that you got for Sam Darnold. I really don't. I think Drew Lock, you might be able to get what you drafted. You might be able to get a second-rounder for him. You've already burned up two of his years also in you've burned up 2 of his years of his rookie contract. That's a concern. So now you have, you know, with Sam Darnold, I mean, I thought that Sam Darnold, I thought it was a pretty fair deal, all things considered, for both teams. Sam's not worth the first rounder. But for, yeah, I guess if you wanted to move a Drew Lock, I don't know. What do y'all think? I think a second is probably what you're looking at, and maybe you get a sixth.
If I'm the Bears, I'm looking. I wouldn't mind giving up a second for Drew Lock.
You guys say
Jay Cutler.
The Falcons, honestly. Falcons need a guy.
Oh,
we does Matt Ryan have less in the tank than we thought Tom Brady had a couple years ago?
He might.
I think. Oh, man. He was bad last year. Because
Tom
bad.
Brady was thought to be done a couple years ago after the way the Patriots ended. You don't think that team in that division looks at the team over in their same division going, this guy, everyone thought this guy was done until he got a better team around him.
Yeah.
And Matt Ryan's, by the way, 35 and Brady's 43. Like, if you're the Falcons and you think Matt Ryan didn't have a great year, threw for over 4,500 yards, 26 touchdowns, 11 picks. In terms of just looking at the numbers, not an awful year, but we saw the record. If you're the Falcons, you think he still has something left in the tank and you don't like this class of quarterback what's available to you, why wouldn't you trade down?
I'm looking at next year. Of course, now you can just trade. You can just give up a couple firsts and get yourself a quarterback.
We've seen it.
It happens all the time.
It happens quite a bit.
For tackles, too.
Well, here
and
it
for,
happens.
And for Jalen Ramsey. How,
what did the 49ers give up for Trent Williams?
Yeah, that's right.
How much did they give up for Trent Williams when the Texans had the opportunity to get
him? Yeah, I don't know. No, you remember Washington just said they weren't going to trade him, remember?
And then what happened?
And then, yeah.
No.
Would they give up a third or fourth?
Frankly, it's none of your business, still.
No, it's out there on the record, actually.
I think it's public record.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm you're not out being there nosy. Trying to getting other people's business.
You don't have to trade your entire premium package in the draft for a tackle because the 49ers proved that you didn't have to.
Yeah. And dude just keeps getting more and more and more money.
I'll give it to you. The Washington Redskins traded left tackle Trent Williams to the 49ers on Saturday during the draft, by the way, in exchange for a 2020 fifth-round pick and a 2021 third-round pick.
Yeah, third and a fifth. How's that? But you could give up 2 firsts and a second. You could do that. You could. So which is better? I don't know. I don't think we can judge that right now.
In all honesty, I mean, Kyle Pitts is, I think he's a very special player. It could be one of those things where, if you think about it, John, you could be on the side of, if you trade a superstar, if he is going to become a superstar, you usually get the worst of it when you trade the superstar. One thing we need to keep in mind for Bill O'Brien, all his terrible moves, don't forget that it's Kyle Shanahan making these moves to move up too. Another coach deciding, his dad, Mike Shanahan, made the RG3 deal, which was ended up being a really bad deal. When coaches get involved in deciding how to move up and what the proper strategy is and all that, that's a concern. Now, they have some smart people in their building in San Francisco, but I know Kyle Shanahan is the ultimate decision maker. That move just, you know, seemed so I get why they did it from a standpoint of theoretically or philosophically, you want to just go get your quarterback now if you see him. But really, that felt like a coach making a move. That didn't feel like somebody who understands value of a trade, you know, the value of different draft picks. That felt like a coach just saying, give them whatever they want, or let's just get this guy in the building. That's what that felt like. And I want to remind you that that's Kyle Shanahan doing that. Who's a coach. I don't know that the Falcons are going to get anything even remotely close to what San Francisco got. And because of that, or San Francisco gave. Because of that, I think there's always going to be that fear of pulling the trigger on a trade and looking bad. Like, looking bad nationally, looking bad with your own fan base, saying, you didn't even, that's all you got? This is all you got? When somebody says, whoa, 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 we're not giving you what San Francisco gave.
Are the Falcons, and what, I mean, yes, Kyle Pitts is a difference maker, but man, you have to have so much more, a tight end in the grand scheme of
call
things.
Call him a receiver.
But is he?
That's what he is.
Yeah, people don't think he's a tight end, though, right?
Yeah,
right.
Okay. But no, well, actually, he's better than a tight end. Right. Well, he can block and he can catch like a receiver. So, I mean, How does he block? Is this a he's possibly a Jimmy Graham situation?
He's a decent blocker.
Yeah,
people have kind of oversold his blocking a little bit. Like he's still, you see his body type.
Yeah.
He's not super thick.
No,
I mean he's
no
he's
actually
more of a
he's
off
Mike
the
Evans-ish,
line.
Isn't he?
He's more of an off. Yeah, I mean he's more of an off the ball wing back type blocker. You know,
yeah.
That they have there, which is fine. I mean he'll get after it a little bit. It's okay. I mean he's not George Kittle. Yeah. George Kittle will block your ass, but that's what he did at Iowa too. I mean that's what they're known for.
We had part of the discussion was if I told you we're giving the Falcons Travis Kelce for the next decade. Or the opportunity to draft Jalen Phillips and others, if you trade down to 15, what would you take, Lance?
Yeah. No, Travis Kelce.
So if Kyle Pitts is as good as we're told.
I know. That's why it's a tricky one for me. But for Atlanta, you know.
My point was Travis Kelce's great, but Travis Kelce without Patrick Mahomes? I mean, okay, do I get to Patrick Mahomes too?
Well,
I don't know that anybody's going to get the ball to Travis
Kelce. How do you think Kelce would do with Deshaun Watson?
Do I get Tyreek Hill too?
How do you think Travis
opens up all kinds of stuff for
Travis
Kelce?
Always open though. Who guards Travis Kelce?
No one can guard.
I never see anyone stay with him. Like you don't think Deshaun Watson would do good with him? You don't think Dak Prescott that he'd do well with Dak? I think he makes quarterbacks better too. How about this wild? The wild thing that no one's willing to consider. Is it possible that Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill make Pat Mahomes better than we actually think he is?
No one
ever talks about that because that's like an ugly thing to say. And the fact is it's probably both. It's probably mutual. They both make each other better. But what about the fact that maybe do you think Deshaun wouldn't be amazing with Tyreek Hill and Dak Prescott? I mean, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce? Go down the list of quarterbacks. Only Kirk Cousins could throw for 4,700 yards, you know, 29 touchdowns, and go 9-7 with those guys. We know that's what he can do with those guys.
Yeah.
But most quarterbacks are going to be better with those guys. Yeah. Why not Pat Mahomes, too?
Right. No, absolutely. No, some of the balls that he throws up for Tyreek Hill, who's just standing there waiting for them.
Well, the Super Bowl, we'll never forget
that. No, never.
That's like ingrained, like... Yep. That's considered a super play.
But there's plenty of times he's wide open. Plenty of times. Not just that. All right, 729 ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about my peeps over at Chastang Ford. I just love those guys. I mean, every day I'm driving my Expedition, and it's my favorite car I've ever had. And when I went in there, I wasn't sure. I didn't know what I wanted and whatnot. And they took the time, and they let me make the decision. And they'll let you make the decision. They don't even have to be there. You can do it all online. Where else can you do it all online? And, oh, by the way, because in other places they don't want you to do it all online because they can't add $3,000 in add-ons, unknown add-ons that you have to have this, you have to have that. No, Chastang Ford says you have what you want to have at the price that you can afford. That was one of the first questions they asked me, and they will ask you, so where do your payments have to be so that you're not choking on them? They don't want that to happen to you, and they don't let that happen to you. Here's what you need. You need to go to ChastangFord.com and see for yourself, or you can go to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. It's just 5 minutes from downtown. You're looking for that Ford car or truck. It is the best. I'm telling you, you will love dealing with these people. You love the service. You love everything about it at Chastang Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Our peeps over 92.5. Signal was good this morning, so hey, I hope you're listening. And if you can't listen, there's always the app, too, by the way, peeps. I know it's like 9 seconds behind, so you hate that. But it's always reliable, except when it's not, when something happens. But other than that, it is the way to listen if you're having any problems with the signal. All right, 713-780-3776, the number. A.J. Hinch back in town, and did you see the hug between he and Dusty at home plate?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was nice.
I think, well, both those guys are well respected. Remember, Dusty worked in the league, so he's going to know all these guys.
Well, yeah, and Dusty took, you know, took over for him and did a nice job, you know, dealing with the scandal last year, and he's doing a good job dealing with it again this year. And this is a job, and AJ Hinch loves Houston. He's up at a course up in the Woodlands, and he is, I mean, he said, I mean, it's home, and he loves it here, and the fans have been great before and after the scandal. And he addressed the sign-stealing scandal yesterday on Zoom. You got it, Dell? You're looking for it? Oh, Dell's looking for it now. Anyway, he addressed the situation. It wasn't good. It was something that he should have dealt with. I do believe that we did some good things in Houston. I do believe we were wrong in the behavior and the decisions that we made in 2017, and it's hard to have that cloud over the sport and be responsible for that and be the man that was the manager that it happened on my watch. It's something I take very seriously. I will continue to apologize not only to Houston fans, but to all the fans around baseball, and continue to repeat how wrong it was. And for that, we're going to have to live with that for the rest of our careers. It's part of my story. You know, he's owning up to it, and that's great. And it was on his watch, and he could have put a stop to it, and he could have, apparently he was angry about it. He threw over some food or something. I don't know. Something. He was a food table he was pissed off at one night because of the banging or whatever. Whatever the case may be, it was on his watch, and he didn't do it. Altuve as well. I feel like Altuve needs to. It was Beltran. Let's not make, and no bones about it. Beltran came in here and he started it, but Altuve was the leader in that clubhouse, and he should have put a stop to it. And so was AJ. And it is on their watch, and it's something that's a black mark on the organization that will never go away. I wonder if AJ's catching it on anywhere when he comes out.
What do you mean?
Well, he's wearing a Tigers uniform now, so does he catch it from fans?
No.
That he was a cheater?
Oh, like one or two, like a few that will remember this is AJ Hinch. But no, it's Tigers. They'll think, well, I want to boo him, but should we boo him? It's just Tigers. A lot of people, we might embarrass. Well, dude, if you do it, you got to yell about Astros, like, so people know, so we don't look like a-holes.
It's not because cool. Whoever dislikes a Tigers manager.
Yeah, I'll just wait for the Astros to come. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. They're the cheaters, not him anyway. So whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's what about George Springer? Is he gonna catch it?
No. Oh, same thing. Smattering, maybe a few people. We still remember George. We didn't forget you're an Astro. And then that's all. That's it. Yeah. A couple of guys in center field will say something. Mm-hmm. No, you're not gonna catch it. No, you're not wearing Astros.
Mm-hmm. Marwin catch it at all when he?
No. Well, Marwin?
He probably caught it from Twins fans. You need to bang it. Yeah. You suck here.
No, people probably forgot he was even he was not a headline Astro. So people probably even forgot he was an Astro, even though he had a pretty big play in game two of the World Series.
Yeah, but it was a
pretty
there.
Big deal.
It was there, so.
Well, we don't know that they weren't using buzzers on the road.
There was no
John
buzzers.
Boy said there's possible. No. John Boy said it's possible.
No, John Boy.
Not going to just. It's none of your business.
What? Wait, what? It is kind of my business.
That's my new shutdown.
That's our
line.
Business, I think.
That's your new shutdown line. You just say it's none of your business.
Oh.
You know what? Mind your own business.
Oh, I thought the shutdown was. That's neat.
You can use that too. Neat stuff.
Neat stuff.
You can use neat stuff, but you can also say, or also, you just contradicted yourself. That's what starts the confusion. Where? How did I contradict myself?
Just
figure it out.
You just contradicted yourself.
I remember when I told that to Allison one time. Yeah. She's like, what?
What? I don't want to get on the bad side of scrunchy now.
No.
Okay.
That's not even
good. No, don't even do that.
I wish we were at Prime Social right now, doing a show at Prime, watching some of those.
And getting breakfast?
Early morning players. Yeah, getting breakfast and then playing in a tournament later, Dell.
Yeah, Dell wants to do that. That's Dell's favorite.
Sounds great.
I got
watching you scramble over to see which donuts are available to eat and complaining if you didn't get any donuts and then coming back over, doing that and then, you know, drinking some coffee.
You have to be so precise with everything.
Yeah.
Wait, every... what?
The only reason I did that, because I noticed it yesterday, is like, He know, like he puts
I
on
had
the
something in my throat. He I puts even on say, the head.
He said, "Excuse me."
He puts on the headset and then does it
right,
and
yeah.
then gets to talking.
As I keep it real.
You know, the normal thing to do would be like, he goes, and then he had to.
He did say, "Excuse me," though. I remember that.
How
I
about
did.
And you it's just called keep reality radio?
Yeah.
Is
we
it,
don't we don't have to edit. We don't have to you yeah. know, airbrush ourselves like Khloe Kardashian.
This is real
say,
life.
I'm not going to apologize for touching up my photos. What? We keep it real. We bring the realness. We're the Wu-Tang of radio.
I feel
Del.
Like you had 2 minutes of.
This is 36 chambers of sports.
Sure, sure. A minute and a half of break, and then, you know, you even put on your headset a little late because we were back in the segment, and then you still cleared your throat
That's
with the
my
mic
brand. Huh. That's my brand.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, they got the Dolphins going up to 4.
That's Mel Kiper who has that.
I know. That's that. Well, it's a
Mel
lock.
Mel needs to stop.
What's he know?
And then,
Mel needs to stop.
And then the Falcons go back to
so
6
the, so the Dolphins,
and take Trey Lance.
So the Dolphins would give up almost all the capital they gained from going down to 12? To move back think, up
what
to
would
four?
You what would you have to give up?
Well, to move up what two spots? I don't know.
I think
who are you battling with?
I think you're doing the Falcons a favor if you want to know
well,
the truth.
Well, depends on
cuz they don't have to be responsible to, for taking Trey Lance at 4.
Well, it depends on who you're who up maybe someone else wants to move up to get a quarterback at 4, so then you have to outbid them.
Well, okay. Well,
they don't move down the, they don't get to 6 if they're looking, "Oh, let's move back up again." They're going to make
no, cuz they'll get Jamar Chase
or DeVonta Smith or Kyle Pitts, Smith. Something
yeah.
like that.
One of them. One yeah. of them they'll get.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but if you think Kyle Pitts is a generational guy, give
then
up
you,
three
then
firsts.
You should have never moved down.
To move up two spots. Give then up three firsts.
If you did believe that, then you never should have moved down.
Right.
That's obviously not going to.
No.
I mean, that's obviously not going to happen. You know, from a Texan standpoint, just since we rolled back into the draft real quick, from a Texan standpoint, I'm going to be putting something together for Sports Map that's just Texan centric for the draft.
Good. 67.
Well, yeah, but I mean, people still care. They want to know who are the players going to be, and I'm just going to give them. We used to have a lot of hits.
Give
on that
me
kind
one
of
name.
I have to go to my. What position do you want?
I want corner. That's 67. That should be a bountiful. There should be a boatload of corners left.
There's going to be a big side.
Great corners at 67 left.
I went through all these players with a DB coach on some of the and. Actually, the DBs, well, he was a smaller DB in the league, but he likes the bigger, stronger ones. No.
Oh.
It's a guy you don't know. Well, it's Kevin Ross. I'll just tell you.
Right.
Remember Kevin Ross? He's with Tampa right now.
Okay.
And I was talking to Coach Ross, and you want to talk about keeping it real? He will tell you. He doesn't like a guy. Yeah. I mean, he will tell you what he doesn't like and why he doesn't like a guy. But in terms of a cornerback in the third round, I'll give you a few, and I'll tell you if I think they're any good, because I've also got my draft projections on these. Paulson Adebo, cornerback from Stanford. So let me tell you about Paulson Adebo. This is weird. I had to tell Coach Ross, I said, what do you think about Paulson Adebo? He was a 2020 opt-out, so he didn't play last year. So remember, this is a coach worrying about NFL stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not worried. So then when he gets names of guys to watch, okay, he turns on, oh, he didn't play this year? Psh, let me go to 2019. Paulson Adebo, not great in 2019. He had 4 interceptions, and he had 10 passes defense.
So why do we want him? I forget.
No, 4 interceptions in a year is really, really good. No, I'm about to tell you why. 4 interceptions, but he just wasn't as good. He got annihilated by Gabriel Davis, who was a pick from the Buffalo Bills, and he's going to be a pretty good wide receiver, by the way, at Central Florida or South Florida? I think Central
Florida. It was Central Florida.
UCF. And I think he kind of started. I said, what'd you think of Paulson Adebo? I don't know. He said, tall, long, you know, he's got some. He said, I just didn't like all the coverage, this and that. And he had been talking about, you got to have ball production. I said, Coach, you need to go back and watch 2018. Now, telling people you got to go watch 2018 when 19 and 20 has happened, but he didn't play this year because he was an opt out because he thought Pac 12 wasn't coming back. In 19, he kind of read his own headlines.
Yeah.
And so what you have, though, is a guy who played for 2 years, has 8 interceptions in 2 years, a total, which is pretty crazy by college football standards for corners. So in, like, it's in, I think it's 19 games, he has 8 interceptions and 27 passes defense. This is tremendous ball production. If you go look at how he got it, his highlight film from 18, it's bananas. He was being talked about as a first-round pick after that year. He went back to school. He's redshirted a year.
And so I told Coach Ross, I said, Coach, you got to go see him in 18. He goes, why? Is it any better? I said, yeah, it's way better. He said, well, what happened in 19? I said, I think he just got full of himself and kept trying to make a ton of plays. He just thought he was, his bleep didn't stink, so to speak. You start getting cocky, no one can beat me, and all of a sudden you get beat, and maybe your confidence wanes. But that's a guy, he just ran a 4.4. He's got a great vertical leap, he's long arm, and he makes a ton of plays. I'm telling you, Paulson Adebo, if he goes in the third, is a guy that I would look at. There's a guy named Benjamin St. Juice from Minnesota who's more of a fourth, who's another tall, ball-hawking guy, 6'3". Robert Rochelle, I don't know if he'll get to the early pick.
Do we know what Nick Caserio is looking for?
Probably. Well, based on the Patriots. So
does he like long?
So here's the thing. The Patriots are kind of weird. They go get Stephon Gilmore because they know how valuable he is. Malcolm Butler, they've coveted the McCourties, who are small.
Yeah.
Logan Ryan wasn't a huge guy. It's kind of weird where they actually, and this is why the Patriots find themselves where they are now. They don't really, they've kind of gotten away from standards. So I honestly don't know. I would think
those
they'd go
guys
for,
were all pretty good though.
Yeah, they were all pretty good, but they're also all in their 30s. Like they're all older.
Right, but I mean, and that's not when really, they were with the Patriots, they were pretty good.
Yeah,
the McCourties have been really good. Logan Ryan there was pretty good. I mean, and they coveted Stephon Gilmore. He was great there. And Malcolm Butler won him a Super Bowl.
But Gilmore's the type, but then he was gone. Like, Gilmore's the kind of guy that you needed, that I would think they'd be looking for.
Well, it's not like that's the Patriot way. I mean, we used you, we won a Super Bowl, and we got rid of you. That's what they do
but
with every position.
There are corners in rounds 3 through 4, 3 and 4, that could come in and compete for playing time at some point this year, for sure.
All right. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here.
Hey, for those of you who are looking for a job, looking for work, or maybe even looking to change careers, maybe just looking for additional work, maybe you got a little extra time, you say, hey, I'm my own boss. Maybe you're an electrician. Listen, I want to tell you about something really cool. Generator Supercenter. Obviously, we had the huge freeze, and people are buying generators left and right from Generator Supercenter. And so much so that they are now hiring. They want you to consider coming in with them at Generator Supercenter for as technicians for installation in the sales department, as helpers for the technicians. It really doesn't matter what it is that you're looking for. They have a position that you may be interested in, and whether it's a part-time, full-time, that's for you to contact them about. But we know that the generators are something that we all need now. You don't want to have that go out on you and be without your power like we were. And Generator Supercenter has never been busier, and they may have work for you. Make sure that you go to GeneratorSupercenter.com, contact a local Houston office, and you are going to find out whether or not you can get work and start making money with Generator Supercenter.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 747, 713-780-3776. Anything that you want to talk about?
I'll answer draft questions for you guys. I know that we got fans from around a lot of you come from all over the place or have other teams. If you have a question, I'll be more than happy to answer whatever you got.
Just talking about Carter from North Carolina. Michael Carter from North Carolina. I like him, and if he's going to be around in the third round, I know that it's a luxury to
take. He actually might be, though.
Yeah. I think that might be a luxury to take a running back there. But, I think that guy's going to be a good player for the years in the league. And if you get that in the third round,
that's what makes you sick, though, about giving away all your picks, because now – you have to treat a third rounder like a first rounder.
Yeah.
And so you're like, I don't know if I can take a running back when we have so many.
Well, the same way last year with Blacklock, and how'd that work out?
Yeah.
The first rounder.
Well, I know. When you have to draft positions of need, it's always a questionable move. But yeah, as a first rounder, Blacklock was not great. He really needs to step up and have a good season this year. I'd say he was a nothing last year. Blacklock might have been. And from what I understand, JJ was he was one of the guys JJ was talking about in his little press conference where guys, and there was a couple, there was two or three guys, and I guess he was one of them. Like, you better, and Romeo Crennel had something to say about Blacklock, if you remember. Yeah, he needs a whole offseason where he participates in everything. And, you know,
and what? The NFL won't let, the Players Association won't let him.
They don't want to practice anything.
They don't want to practice.
What about OTAs? He could get better.
No, we ain't doing that.
J.C. Treader said, no, don't go to OTAs.
No.
Was there a new collective bargaining agreement you are fighting for? No, we just don't want OTAs.
Yeah.
It's organized team activities. It's optional.
It's team. It's team, and we can't have a team.
But why are you telling veterans not to go if it's optional and they want to? Like, does no one ever want to?
No, nobody wants to play football.
You just.
No, no. We'll go when the games start, and that's it. We don't want a preseason. We don't want. No. Didn't you see last year? It worked out just fine, Lance.
You don't practice at all?
The best team
won. Not for the Texans.
The best team won. Guess what? So, we don't. Oh, did you have a problem with how the season finished? With how the teams played? And they didn't have an offseason.
I have a problem with, yeah, how this team. And, yeah, actually, I want rookies to learn, and I want veterans. Yeah, I want people to get better.
Well, how do you know they didn't get better? The Patriots, I mean, the Bucks look pretty damn good. So do the Chiefs. You don't think they got better? Okay.
This sounds like a real internet argument. Like what? A real argument that people would make.
It is a real argument. I think, I'm going to tell you this. I do think that the NFL does way too much in the offseason.
Not anymore.
I think you got to let the guys rest. I think you got to let their bodies rest. I think that a lot of it is repetitive.
Veterans don't. They have actually phased out damn near everything.
Yeah. Well,
they really don't do much.
Well, it's a good thing that they stopped hitting in OTAs.
Yeah. That argument was valid years ago, but yeah. It's not now. They don't. As a matter of fact, they don't get enough practice time. But my dad said it's almost impossible to school these guys up, and he said the problem is they don't. A lot of college football is not teaching because of pace and tempo of all. Now he's speaking just from offenses because everything is fast. For offensive linemen, technique is not as important as being in shape to play fast and just staying in front of people. And so he said, I've got less time. And he said, if you think a guy after his rookie year is all schooled up, he goes, no, it's not even close. Rookies, a lot of times, we don't get it. He said, we don't get as much time to teach veterans or rookies technique anymore because we don't have as much practice time. So you come out of it, even as a rookie, you don't get as much time to teach these guys. Because they have to learn playbook and things like that, and then they've limited and shrunk the amount of time we get with them. He said that's why you see technique, and I've actually heard that too from a defensive line coach. Technique stuff is just not – at Alabama, where that's all they do, their technique is better than most NFL teams. Alabama's defensive line, their technique is on point for everybody who comes out of there. They all know how to set an edge. They're all great as two gappers who can, you know, they know exactly where to punch up on the shoulders, how to get rid of you, how to extend. Separate, shed, like their technique at Alabama. You know why? Because that's all they work on. Practice, 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 and then their technique is so on point. They don't usually get better in the pros. It's like Nick already coached them up. This is what it looks like. That's why there needs to be more coaching in the NFL. This is now there does need to be more hitting. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But technique work and stuff like that, I do think it's valuable, and I think the NFL teams, too many of the veterans have gotten away from it. Now, I don't think it's valuable for 4, 5, 6 year guys. I don't. I think year one, I think rookies, year one, year two guys for sure, and maybe some year three guys. But no, for veterans, I get that.
Yeah.
I don't know that veterans need all that extra time.
All right, 752 ESPN 97.5. Holly says, I mean, Mahomes did get exposed without an O-line in the Super Bowl. It's funny to hear females talking about O-line.
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes.
You're the worst.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Holly, I love you. Don't let these two guys hate on you. Dell, because he probably got shut down one time.
See,
and so now
he's going to be hateful. You're jumping to some wild conclusions. Yes. Yeah, that's unnecessary.
That's what I'm working off an old Raheel narrative.
Why don't you just understand that I like a good soundbite? That's all. It's not about.
I don't take no word.
It's funny.
No,
I mean, I don't particularly agree with what the man said. It's just hilarious that he went on TV and said that.
It's the best.
He said even more than that. Play the whole thing.
I know. So that's why I like to play it. Look,
that guy was dumping lumber in like neighborhoods. Like,
I don't take no orders from no woman.
By the way,
by the way, just so you know.
By the way.
We have to find that whole interview to put it in context.
Oh, it's bad, that whole interview.
Oh, bad?
That dude's a...
Or well, hilarious.
He's a piece of work. Yeah. John, let's talk about the draft. Hey, John.
Yeah, I had a couple questions since Lance said he was taking some calls on it. Who do you think are the top running back and receiver that is NFL ready, like this year? And Kenneth Gainwell, I've watched a lot of film on him. Do you think he's going to be an every down back or just probably just a third down back?
I think he's a committee back.
I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I think Gainwell's probably a committee back. He comes out of Memphis where a ton of running backs are coming out of Memphis. He's like 195 pounds, so he's not 200 pounds. He's not going to be an every down back, but he's a quality back. I put a 6-1 on him, which means low-end starter to very good backup. So I think he's one of those where if you need him to step in and get you carries and starts, he could do that. He's a talented runner, man. I like Kenneth Gainwell from Memphis. I just think he'll be a good running back by committee type. As far as I think Najee Harris is the most game-ready running back right now. And the most game-ready wide receiver right now is Devontae Smith. I think they're the most game-ready. And, of course, they both come from Alabama. So I didn't even think about that when I did it. But they're like the technique for Devontae Smith's technique is as good as anybody's that I've seen since I've studied it. As good as anybody's. Hands are great. Routes are great. Acceleration is great. Getting off press is great. Creating catch space is great. Winning at the high point is great. Nothing he does other than be 170 pounds.
I think he's going to be a Pro Bowler.
Do you know who's 207 pounds right now? Huh? Do you know who's 207 pounds right now of absolute Jamar fitness? Chase. Jamar Chase. He's 30. This is why he's going to be picked ahead of you can say what you want.
He was great, though. He was great. There's no question.
Jamar Chase was. And it was kind of out of sight. And I mentioned this on NFL Now yesterday. Look, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. One guy won the Heisman Trophy, and the other guy didn't play. I bet you Jamar Chase wishes he played. I just the competitive nature.
Not with those quarterbacks.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Yeah. That wasn't great.
But
he's 37 pounds heavier.
But Terrace
and he's
Mitchell
just as fast.
I mean, you know what? He's moved up.
He's fine. He wouldn't have hurt himself.
No,
Jamar Chase wouldn't have hurt himself. But can you imagine though being 37 pounds heavier, just as fast as Devontae Smith, maybe faster because Devontae didn't run. And you're a great leaper. He works out at Exos in Phoenix. And this guy, Brent Callaway, who's one of the best, might be the premier trainer in all of athletics. They were showing him working with all those guys in these explosion drills that I'd never seen before. And he said they had to dial back Jamar Chase because he's such a workout machine. He got up to 212 pounds. You know, his body just accepts muscle. He has a frame big enough to hold that kind of weight. He's like, dude, slow down. You can't be lifting this much. And so he got back down to 207. But, that's a big, strong dude, man, who can run and jump and make plays.
Who you got him? Who's Julio?
I got to see who my comp on him was. He's not as tall as Julio. I got to see who my comp was on him. I'll look at it right now. Jamar Chase.
It would be not a bad career to have Julio's career. Stay away from injuries, but when you're a workout warrior, guess what happens?
My comp on him was, there's a lot of pluses here I got on him, Torrey Holt. He's much bigger than Torrey Holt, though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think he's much bigger than Torrey Holt. But Torrey Holt that had that same kind of speed, could work down the field. Torrey Holt was good. Torrey Holt's a Hall of Famer, right? I think Torrey Holt made the Hall of Fame.
Is Torrey Holt in the Hall of Fame? I don't believe so. Is he?
Let me check.
I don't know. I don't watch him. I don't watch no Hall of Fames. By the way,
he is not in the Hall of Fame.
Well, he should be probably.
But thankfully, Julian Edelman will make it there before him, so that'll be great.
No, Julian Edelman was so is hurt not yesterday. A Hall of Famer.
Dell
no?
was so hurt that Julian
by
Edelman's
way,
getting in the Hall of Fame.
By the way, bye, Julian Edelman, and you're not a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if the numbers, John, but do you know how great he was in the postseason? Hall of Famer Julian Edelman, apparently.
No. He's not even close.
Dude, you know what Torrey Holt did this is 1998. Torrey Holt had 1,600 yards receiving in college in 11 games, 11 touchdowns. That's a ton of yards. Torrey Holt was damn good. Seven-time Pro Bowler. He was an All-Pro twice. Won a Super Bowl. I mean, he was a really, really good player.
Yeah, but he's not an all-time great like Jamar Chase.
We're going to see if Jamar does that.
7:58 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about my peeps over at HR&P, HRP.net. When I'm talking about HR&P, I'm talking about a payroll company that you are just going to love. I don't know what your situation is with your payroll. If you've never had a payroll company before, why don't you call them and try? And you know what? It doesn't cost you anything. They'll come to your business. They'll look at it. They'll evaluate it. They'll come back with an offer for you of what they can do for you. They'll tell you exactly what you will get. And see if you're saving money. If you've got somebody that's doing it right now and you're paying that person, it's probably going to be more economical. If you've got 15, 20 employees, time to catch up and do it more economically and just worry about selling your widgets instead of worrying about payroll. And then they'll also take care of your HR, which is awfully important. And, oh, by the way, if you're with another payroll company and you are not completely satisfied, if they're not taking care of your taxes, they're not taking care of your Affordable Care Act, if they're not taking care of everything perfectly, then go with ours. Just give them a call and let them come and break it down exactly what they can do for you. Go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HR&P eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today.